Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time tuning in, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp. Our vision here at Voice of Destiny is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. The Bible tells us about this incredible tribe in Israel named Issachar. They weren't the largest tribe, and they were one of the smallest ones. But what was unique about them, that they understood the times and the seasons. They knew what Israel ought to do. So they were a source of getting tactical information about how to implement the visionary plans that God had in store for them as a people, and even as individuals. They did a great work of counseling on those that were taking up exploits. And in the tradition of the tribe of Issachar, I've asked several visionaries and wise people of God that are in our territory to join us in a conversation of equipping us, the saints, to decide and not slide into the atmosphere of the new year. And my guest today is Calvin Brown, the founder of Technically Inclined, a visionary, a theologian on the matters of kingdom concepts, and he's been such a blessing to so many in advising him with wisdom. I've asked him to join us today and to share with us what he feels God's heart is for the new year and some of the best strategies that God has shown him over the years to decide and that slide into the new year. Welcome, Minister Calvin. How are you doing today?
Doing wonderful, Dr. Hopkins. Thank you for having me today.
Praise God. So tell me, what is some of the best wisdom that God's given you for moving from one year to the next?
I think one of the most effective things to move from one year to the next are you opened up talking about the sons of Issachar, who were guys that understood times and seasons. So the same strategy is applicable for going from one season to the next season. I think it always begins with a year in review or a season in review, where you sit down and you're contemplative about the events of the current year. You know, life should be lived based upon purpose. And so purpose implies that there are plans that should be made, strategic plans that should be made for a particular season. So you begin by comparing what your plans were for that season and what actually unfolded from that season. So you have a comparison. That comparison should be based on the purpose, vision, and mission for your life or for your business, whatever it is that you're comparing for that in review period. And that gives you a measure of your efficiency and your execution. And so you have to take what you learned in the current season and make sure that gets integrated into the new season. So I always start with a year in review before I even deal with the current year. How well did my current year go? What did I learn? What was I able to accomplish? What didn't I accomplish? Why did I accomplish it? Why didn't I accomplish it? And I use those as building blocks to put me into the new season. One of the things that I learned this year is that in the things of God, there are times and seasons, but there are also levels. And I just in my own personal life, I thought of them probably different and not ever synchronizing and happening at the same time. But one of the most challenging things is when you hit a new level and a new season simultaneously. There's a minister, Bishop Hammond, I always hear him say, new levels and new devils. And sometimes we are not prepared for what we're going to encounter at another level. We may manage the transition from one season to another, but the transition from one level to another at the same time that your seasons are changing can be a bit of a challenge. And so, you know, this particular season, I'm very conscious of levels and seasons synchronizing. I believe it's in James when he talks about he uses a phrase in James when he talks about being challenged, and he said, mm-hmm. a man is carried away by his own lust. Many mm-hmm. of us are in motion in a new level in a new season and not even realizing that we're actually moving.
Wow.
And so,
this process that you're describing reminds me of repentance, that you are evaluating what you have done before the Lord with your responsibilities, and you're making a change of mind about how to approach the atmosphere of the new year, which is something all of us need to always be sensitive to, because Jesus is actually the Lord of times and seasons. And when he looked at that fig tree was supposed to be operating in a certain order and a time. And it seemed like at the time when the Lord was asking the fig to produce, it wasn't the time. But the Lord had an expectation that in his time, the thing would do what it was made to do. And all of us, as you were talking about, should live a life out of purpose. All of us should live a life not out of default, but a life out of God's design for us. And that always requires us to go back fresh before the Lord and say, look, this is what I've done. This is what I thought were successes. This is what I thought were not successes. How do I modify and change my life, considering, Lord, what's before me? Because the Lord always has a sum of thoughts concerning us and what it is that we're supposed to walk in and what we're supposed to do. Can we take a destiny break right here and come back, Calvin, and talk about the role of vision? How do we, now that we're locating where we are through the process you just described, how do we look at the strategies of moving in vision, moving into what it is that we're to do next for what God's called us to do? I'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. My guest today is Calvin Brown, founder and visionary of Technically Inclined, a kingdom theologian who God uses to help us kingdom citizens to understand who our identity in Christ Jesus and in his kingdom, and how the Lord would have us to implement the principles and the laws of our King so that we can be, do, and have everything that God's destined for us. And we're talking about preparing for the atmosphere of the new year, and we're talking about the first phase of preparation is really an examination. It is of where we have been, locating ourselves where we are in comparison to the new year, and to do anything about that, to act on that, requires something that we call a vision. And I've asked you, Calvin, if you can remind us what that is and how do we use vision to prep for the new year?
Well, that's a very good question, Dr. Hopp. The first thing you got to understand about vision is where it comes from, and vision comes from purpose. So purpose is the original intent for something. It asks the question, why? So you have to answer the question, why? That sets up vision, which is the what. So now that you understand the why, that's crystallized. Now you can move into the what, which is your vision. So Habakkuk says something very interesting. He says, write down the vision. He says, make it plain so that those that read it can run with it. So many of us have a conceptualized perspective of vision, but rarely take the time to literally write it down and crystallize. And I always recommend people write it down, crystallize. I sat with a ministry couple yesterday, and they gave me their vision, and it was a full 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. Your vision should be able to be communicated in 1 to 3 sentences, 3 sentences max. Somebody should be able to wake you up from a dead sleep, and you should know your purpose, vision, and mission so cleanly that if you were woken up from a dead sleep, they could press you and say, this is my purpose, vision, and mission from a dead sleep. Because that tells you where you're going. That gives you now the components to create mission. Mission is the how. You will do the what based on the why. From the mission, now you're able to develop strategic plans. Strategic plans don't always necessarily speak to long range, but they can be immediate,
mm-hmm.
1 year, 5 years, 10 years, whatever the case, but you got to have plans. God says this. God says, all your days were written in a book before there was yet one. So God has
mm-hmm.
things written down about you. He also says, I know the, one translation says thoughts, translation says plans. So we have to get into this mindset
mm-hmm.
of using plans, not just writing down the vision,
mm-hmm.
but also taking that to the next step, unfolding, unpacking what it is, and creating an approach to accomplish the vision or the what. So strategy comes in two forms. It comes in a noun form and it comes in a verb form. Most
mm-hmm.
people choose to operate in a noun form. Noun is a purpose, place, or a thing. So when they get the vision written, they sit it on the desk, sit it on the shelf,
mm-hmm.
and say, aha, I have it. But the verb form is the actual action form. So
mm-hmm.
you take your vision broken down into strategic components, tactical components, goals, and objectives, and you look at a portion of your vision every day. It becomes your standard, your yardstick, the thing that you measure yourself by on a daily, weekly, monthly, annual basis. So everybody
wow.
should be looking at some portion of their vision every day, because when you get
mm-hmm.
up in the morning, if you've broken your strategy down into the smallest part, which are objectives, your objective should line up directly with the vision that you have written down based on the strategy that you've created. So they are working tools to keep us on track. They're like your MapQuest for
mm-hmm.
the year
mm-hmm.
that says,
yes.
I start here and
mm-hmm.
I should end up here. And it's your MapQuest that you measure yourself by.
So the big question a lot of us are probably having is, well, okay, vision is that important, and it's powerful what you just said, but how do you capture it? When I want directions to get from one place to the next, I go to Google, and Google gives me directions. But, you know, Google doesn't even give me directions if I can't tell them where I'm at and where I'm trying to go. So how does one, as a practical matter, capture the vision? Because most people, Calvin, when I talk with them, they are clueless about their reason for being. And since they don't have a why, they don't have an accurate how, you know.
Exactly, but that's why I started with, said, let's understand the source of vision. You got to understand where
mm-hmm.
vision comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, again, in corporate America, they teach us to deal with mission and vision statements, but they neglect the foundational
mm-hmm.
principle that they have a source. So if you don't deal with the source, the very
mm-hmm.
beginning, the origin,
mm-hmm.
which is purpose, then once you crystallize purpose, now you can move into the vision. And
mm-hmm.
so part of writing it down is the process of clarification or crystallization, because
mm-hmm.
the principle in Habakkuk is to make it
mm-hmm.
plain. Ask
mm-hmm.
yourself, based on my why, which is my purpose, what do
mm-hmm.
I want to accomplish
mm-hmm.
this year?
Wow.
And you begin,
so that's
you begin
powerful.
To, yeah, begin to write
that's
those
powerful.
Things down. It's a discussion with yourself about what you want to accomplish this year.
Mm-hmm.
Then you
yeah.
set that in the backdrop of your cosmos. Your cosmos is five
mm-hmm.
things. Cosmos is your atmosphere, your environment, the resources that you have available to you, the systems and processes that you use to become successful or fulfilled in what you're trying to do, and then people. Who do you need
mm-hmm.
in your world, in your environment, to cause you to become successful? You take an assessment of those five things, that gives you your starting point, because that says,
mm-hmm.
based on where I want to go, here's where I really am. And just like
mm-hmm.
airplanes use a process called vectoring, they have to have two known points to establish where the airplane actually is so it can chart a course to go to
mm-hmm.
its place of destiny. So
mm-hmm.
we have to be able to do the same thing. So
mm-hmm.
one of the known points that
mm-hmm.
should be a known point in my
wow.
life, when I take assessment as to where I want to be, or I establish where I want to be, and then I make an assessment of where I am, those are the two points. And from those
mm-hmm.
two points, I can chart a course that says, by this date and this time, I should arrive at my destination. And destiny is important.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny is about why I am going, where I am going. It's not just about where I'm going, but it's about the why. So some people have as a destination somewhere, anywhere, nowhere, and everywhere because they're not taking the time to write it down.
It's true, though. It's true.
It is. It is.
Wow.
And so when you know where you're going, if you want to go to New York and you walk into the airport and it says, you know, flight so-and-so departing for D.C., well, you know that's the wrong flight.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? You've got a purpose and a destination in mind. And that's how purposeful we have to be about our year. What are we going, where do I want to end up?
Wow.
12 and a half, 13 months from now. And we answer that question.
Well, it's interesting that we talked about vision, but we clearly got the cart before the horse when we talked about vision because we really should have talked about locating purpose because of the whole vectoring process that we do need to locate ourselves. Like, I think about that question that God asked Adam when he fell from the garden. He says, where are you? And it wasn't because God didn't know where Adam was. He was trying to locate him.
It had nothing to do with the garden, per se. But had everything to do with his relationship with God. That's what he was asking. Where are you? In relationship to me, a point of known reference, where are you?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Well, we need our listeners to reach out to us at Voice of Destiny. You can email us at info@voiceofdestiny.org. And we have a couple of instruments that would help you move towards discerning your purpose. And one of those ways of discovering your purpose is looking at how God shaped you. You're shaped for a reason. If you look like a cup, you know, you're supposed to contain some liquid. If you look like a plate, you know, you're supposed to hold some substance. And so when we look at these instrumentalities of how God made us, when we were fearfully and wonderfully made, there's a madness behind the design of the potter. You know, he had an idea around our invention, which helps point to our location. So if you would like to find out how it is that God shaped you for destiny, how God has given you purpose, email us. It's something we'll give to you free of charge as a part of the work that we do of helping you to discern how to be, do, and have what God has destined for you. We'll be right back after this destiny break.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've tuned in, we have been having an incredible conversation about how to decide and not to slide into the new year by preparing for the atmosphere that God has ordained for us. And we've been talking about purpose and vision, but, you know, we're not islands to ourselves. We are always connected to other people. And so, Calvin, in light of that, what is some of the best tactics that we need to consider with the external partnerships that we have to our purpose, to our visions? You know, what's the best direction or things that we need to make sure that we're doing to help prep those around us in this deciding process and to avoid a sliding process into the new year?
Well, I think one of the best things to do is, you know, first of all, you have to put yourself through a discovery process. Mm. And you have to understand who you are and how you work, what is most natural for you. That once you have insight into that, that gives you insight into the type of people that you would naturally plug into, people that you can, you know, most easily receive input from, people that would challenge you to go to another level. Because the last thing that you want to do is just find somebody because they're good at something, but there isn't the synergy that should exist that creates an exchange so that there is information flow, revelatory flow from one individual to the next. And so you look for a person that you can, you know, synergize with because you understand who you are. So when you go through that process of self-discovery, getting answers to those five questions, identity, who am I, source, where do I come from, purpose, why am I here, potential, what can I do, destiny, why am I going, where I'm going, you get answers to those five, and it helps you to understand you. Now you know what kind of person that you synchronize and synergize the best with. And then you look for a person of that fit or of that caliber. You also want to look for somebody who is either doing what you're doing, who has already successfully done what you're doing. You don't want detractors in your environment. You don't want somebody telling you, man, that's too hard to do. You can't do that. Man, you crazy.
Well,
you don't want that person.
Well, let's understand. I want to make sure we don't lose some of my traditional listeners to understand synergy, because synergy sounds like sin. So explain the prophetic and the scientific concept of synergy. Oh, you laugh it, but it's true. You know, sometimes these are powerful present-day kingdom words I think we need to understand, because synergy is why there had to be 12 tribes of Israel. You know, it's why Jesus had to have 12, and specifically those three that was his inner core of synergy group. Help us to understand what synergy is so we can relate it and apply it to how we're acting on our new year instead of being acted upon.
Well, what synergy is like, let me go back to a foundational component. God told Adam, he said, it's not good for man to be alone. The word alone is a construct, all one. So by design, even though we are fearfully, wonderfully made, fear has to do with a display of reverence. Wonderful has to do with created to produce the miraculous. So we are created to produce the miraculous, but never in isolation. So synergy says, who and what is it that I can interact with that would multiply, emphasis on multiply, be fruitful, multiply, okay? Increase in whatever respect my natural abilities. It's like taking who you are. Synergy is like pairing or connecting with somebody that creates a multiplication effect in what you are trying to do. Scripture says it this way. He says, one can chase 1,000. That speaks to the capability of one individual. But when you harmonize that individual with a person that integrates nicely into who you are and you do the same for them, now there is this amplification factor that we call synergy that says two can chase 10,000. And so you want to pair with that person that enhances or multiplies or amplifies your natural ability. Hence, you have synergy. It's interesting. Jesus picked 12 guys, put them through a 3.5-year process. 12 guys, just 12 guys, 12 individuals. The Bible records this about the 12 individuals. It doesn't say this about Jesus, but it says it about the 12, that they changed the then-known world.
Wow.
Synergy.
Wow.
The synergy of 12 guys.
Wow.
David had 600 guys. Never lost a battle. The synergy of 600 guys. Now, they all weren't warriors. Issachar never, he didn't deal with armaments. But they needed a guy who could look outside and talk to them about times and seasons and help them establish a strategy as to what they would do so that when they went to do it, it would amplify, multiply, increase the ability of everybody who went, because everything was in alignment. And so that's what synergy does for us.
Wow.
You know?
And now you said something too, something else that caught my imagination that we need to be sensitive to is the time, the weather pattern. You know, our weather people, they make buku money, and they only got to be accurate all the time. You know,
60%.
But what they do is so important because it affects economies, it affects safety, it affects people's ability to do what they want to do, times and seasons and weather patterns. How do we be sensitive to that and capture the reality of those seasons?
Well, see, the one thing, like, for instance, and I'm glad we're continuing the conversation, because part of assessing where you are is understanding the season that you are in. There are at least four seasons spiritually that there are naturally, spring, summer, winter, fall. They have meaning. The names of the seasons have meanings. Like, we just crossed over into winter in our hemisphere. Okay, so what happens naturally in winter? All of the external emphasis, the leaves, the plants, the fruit, is discarded, and now the focus becomes internal preparation. It's, if you were talking trees, it's when it adds another ring to its capacity. So when it goes through the season, when it transitions out of winter into spring, it's positioning itself for manifestation. In spring, things just appear. You walk out your front yard one day, and there are no flowers. We see the green, but there was no bloom. You come out the next day, and bang, there's a bloom. What did it do? It just sprung up. It appears. So you go from a season where the preparation is internal to move into a season where now opportunity just appears. You know, people are calling you out of the blue. You're not marketing. You're not doing anything. But God is just sending opportunity your way. What happens in summer? You move from spring to summer. Summer is the height of everything. Sight, sound, senses, you know, things are maturing. You know, it's a season like you see the birds and the bees, and, you know, they're doing what they're doing to ensure that there's a harvest next year. Summer, so everything is in full swing in summer. In fall, you move into the harvest season. What you have sown, you'll now begin to reap in the season of harvest. And then what I love about God is, because God is a beginning and an end, he's cyclical, he's not linear. You go from harvest back into winter so that you can do it and prepare for the next season of your greatest productive output. And so that's the cycle. Those are just four of the cycles that happen spiritually. So you got to be able to identify what season you're in. And unlike natural seasons, they don't just last 4 months. So you could end up in winter for years. You could end up in harvest for years.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And,
wow.
You know, one of the prophets, his life was in winter ministry-wise. His life was in winter. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which one it was now. But he only prophesied for about 7 days. Mm. One of the minor prophets. He only prophesied for about 7 days. So what happened? He stayed in preparation for a long time. God said, hey, man, I need you now. It was something that just sprung up. He stopped his farming. He goes into ministry for 7 days, and then God said, thanks, man, I appreciate it. And he went right back to farming, and he was done. But because he was in sync and in alignment, that produced synergy between him and God, and now his name is recorded as one of the books, and it will be.
Are you talking about Micah? Is it Micah?
Micah. I think it was not. Micah. I think it was Micah.
Praise
I think
God.
It was Micah. But it's one of the minor prophets.
Well, I got to tell you, we have ran out of time. We are talking tactical strategies.
Amos.
About
Amos.
Amos. Okay, I was close. in my head, I had it lined up. Okay, so we are in transition into a new year, and we've talked about vision, we've talked about purpose, we've talked about locating, we've talked about of seasoning. There is so much to learn, my brothers and sisters, about preparing for the atmosphere of the new year. So we're going to have to ask you to come back to the next show, because there's lots more we need to understand about the sacred process of us going into our dominion, into our season that God's called for us. Remember, brothers and sisters, today is a great day, because this is the day the Lord has made for you. Remember, Voice of Destiny is available to you 24/7 on voiceofdestinyonline.com. God bless you. I will be right back on the next opportunity to talk about these kingdom matters.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Hopp. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.